for people to upload and share images with directly to us. So taking out the third party of social media and just come straight to us. We weren't sure, if I'm honest, about how it was going to take off. I think lots of people had reservations. And so I was like, right, let's test this out for real live news reporting. Embed it in the live blog so it comes up with this big contribute button saying share your images. And we worded it something like, help the Guardian report on the Woolwich attacks. Are you an eyewitness on the scene? Can you tell us more and help the reporting team? So very specific about the fact this was for news. And then sent to the witness page that has lots of tool, like tips and showing how people can upload things. And you can see this is the kind of language that we used in the live blog. So that's block in the live blog, with all the rest of the reaction and the reporting. And we had some great stories that came through this. We didn't have loads of images. We had one or two images that could have been on the scene, very difficult to verify. But we did have one guy who got in touch with us and said that his mother had been on the scene. And she had actually, and it was beginning to emerge through these videos that we could see, that she had actually tried to dissuade one of the attackers and sort of talk him down and say, you know, what are you doing? You know, what's going on? And sort of, you can see in the video, she sort of walks right up and approaches them and talks to them. And a lot of other news organisations were sort of saying, who is this woman? We need to get in contact, we need her number, we need to talk to her. And actually through witness, because this guy was a Guardian reader, we built up loyalty with him, some trust, and he got in touch with us. I called him, he gave me her number, I gave it to the reporter, he did the interview, we got the interview. One of the first organisations to get that interview, which was just fantastic that had come through witness. And that's not just a fluke, and that's not just, you know, them thinking, oh, I'll just contact any news organisation. This is through, I think, the way that The Guardian approaches talking to readers and inviting people to share their story with us. And also just witness is quite a nifty tool that we could use. And we also, on the second day, we had a kind of reaction live blog where we were trying to find out more about who the attackers were and who was the victim. And we had a live blog running throughout the day. We had witness on it again. So we all kind of come back in bleary-eyed the next morning because we'd been there till late the night before. And I could see that there was a woman sending us kind of text reports through witness. So it's all pre-moderated, so no one else could see this, saying that she could hear the police raiding a block of flats next to her. And she didn't know what this was, but it could be related because it's in an area that we knew through another tip-off is where one of the attackers might have been from. So we quickly dispatched one of our reporters out to this place, called, got her number, called her up, did the interview, which actually went straight into the live blog, sort of straight away. And you know, we had Matthew Taylor, one of our reporters, straight on the scene, and he could then file, and it did turn out to be the home of one of the attackers. So all kind of things that we'd want to be looking at and following as journalists covering the story. And then you can see that's just the interview that we'd had with the mother as there, as well. So I don't know if you want any more examples.